back. It's Mix. Oh, that's loud. Australian Music Diaries listeners, I am filling up a water bottle. What a fucking great start to a bonus mini episode. We have Zach Abrams jumping on this one. Zach runs an org called Vice Royalty down here in Melbourne. When I was starting out in the music kind of community with MAMF, that old music blog I used to run, Zach was one of the most sort of supportive, kind and generous sort of PR people there was, especially down here in Melbourne, him and Ash Sandbrooks especially. Zach has managed a whole heap of artists and done PR for a whole heap of artists over the years, but more recently he's worked with Alice Ivy. We raved about an Alice Ivy remix earlier on in season one, her remix of Luca Brasi. Zach talks about another punk band, Ceres. So, yeah, it's a really good app, I think. Oh, at least this bit's not that good. But Zach's is really, really good. The song choice is fucking excellent. Yeah, AustralianMusicDiaries.com, at Australian Music Diaries on Instagram, Facebook, and at AMDPod on Twitter. We are on Twitter now. That's amazing. Please go follow, support the show, possible. Thanks Adam Jones for the theme music. Thanks Zach. Thanks Jack. Thanks Australian Music Diaries listeners. Hope you're all doing well. Alright, cool. Thanks everyone. Bye.
And Jack, what's up? It's Zach here from Vice Royalty. There were many standout Australian releases of 2018, but the one I want to shout out today is Viv in the Front Seat by Melbourne band Ceres. It might come as a surprise that I chose this one, considering I mostly work with electronic producers and rappers, but I'm a 90s, early noughties baby, and as such, I grew up on a diet of punk rock, pop punk, Green Day, Blink-182, Weezer, Motion City Soundtrack, and for me, this tune is reminiscent of the best moments of that era. From those opening filtered drums, you begin to suspect that Ceres 2 are pupils of the Mark Hoppus School of Music Production. But to put my love and appreciation for this song down to just nostalgia would be seriously shortchanging Ceres. Viv in the Front Seat is a beautifully written and arranged piece of music, full of clever and heartfelt lyrical moments, and an overall sentiment that's a little forlorn but ultimately hopeful. Not to mention that blistering guitar solo. I'm making rock and roll hands. You just can't see them down the phone. Anyway, all the best for 2019. Thanks for having me, and keep up the good work. I got this in the front seat.